5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
sink.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 231, I think,
Mardi Gras.
Of the TV podcast.
Martian gravy.
Mardi Gras.
I'm Vardaram.
Are you eating?
No.
I'm LJ.
No, he's Vardaram.
I'm Jonathan. So far, everyone's been interrupted.
I'm Jonathan.
I'm Takuma Nuva.
I'm Fluffy.
I'm Purple.
And I'm Tenebrae Invictus.
And hello, everybody! That was great.
That's not great. That was okay at the most.
Yeah, I'm panicking, looking through the name order. Like, where is it? And then I'm
wait.
Like,
okay. Who here has not memorized the name
yeah,
order yet?
How do you guys not know
I'm
the name
usually,
order?
I'm usually like last or second to last,
well,
so I like come after like a bunch
people.
Of different people.
It's kind of nice being last true. Now.
You apparently so. Come on,
now,
guys,
the person
it's not
has it easy is whoever's first, you know, because like you know when.
Okay,
you're
no, that's not necessarily true because we screwed that up before too. And
Rick Reed is tricky.
Yeah.
Because like, then Kai's first, but then there's Var second.
Well, no, yeah. Actually, Var has the best position out of all of us because he always
goes
second.
Yeah, I'm the one who messed it up too.
Whenever he's there, he always goes second. It's just like a thing. Unless he's hosting the podcast, which he doesn't do, he's always second.
I think I've got it best being third. Yeah.
But
okay. Thanks, guys. Yep.
I think our name order is dumb and stupid, and we should all remove. My mic cut out.
That's perfect. Really professional, guys.
We should
welcome
all
to the podcast.
Is your recording fine?
Listen, I can't control it. Get out of here.
Is your recording fine?
Listen, performance issues, 1 in 5.
Yeah,
microphones,
it's fine.
Sometimes
it's just physical. I'm like,
yeah.
You can't control it. It controls you.
So just Boy. So our listeners are aware, we currently have 9 people on this episode. So.
We have
too
like,
many people.
We have about...
Oh my
I've just
gosh.
Realized we have... This is like our entire talent team. This is everyone that's like on... That's like signed a contract
that
says
that?
Talent with us.
Okay, so that wasn't just me.
Nope.
It's like no. You've never talked to me before, Takuma.
Yeah, it's like, Var's mic just came unplugged. That's a normal sound microphones make.
It's yeah.
Everybody who's
undone.
Online right now, except for AT, is on the podcast. That's nice. The only person who's not is X.
Yeah.
X,
well,
I mean,
gosh,
it looks
right,
X did not... X did not sign a contract, so technically he's not a real employee of ours. Meaning that we have every
he's
single
just
talent
kind of a
member.
Guy that sometimes like
so he's basically
over.
Like an honorary member.
Yeah, he's like he's like Takanuva basically. You know, he's like he never really does anything with
character.
Us except Talk he shows up at the end of 2008, and we're like, dude, you're black now, and he's like, yeah. And the reality kind of falls apart at this point, but you get where I'm going.
Yeah,
what? He's like Takanuva, yeah. But without the main character power. Basically
exactly. No,
yeah,
I like having
have
an excellent like,
point in 2003.
It's yeah. We have a full house, guys.
Really? I had.
It's
I'm moving out.
Get
very,
out of
very
my
very
house.
Me too.
Crowded house.
No, maybe it's nice here.
Guys, did you realize we have
I don't
all
like
9
here.
People on
here.
Right now?
Hey, guys.
Yeah?
We have 9 people on right now.
Seriously?
Holy schmoly, who would have thought?
Seriously,
guys.
Watch out for that ultimate.
Listen. Did you realize that we have a full house?
I did not.
My house is not full, Var.
Oh,
they
guys,
like
did you,
you're
did
right,
you
we don't have
X-Trooper, have, like,
who's not here. He's an honorary member.
Yes, he's black.
He's black.
And he's just like, yeah.
What? No, you're not.
All right, three virtues, well, 3 times 3 is 9.
Need more noodles.
I agree
Before
with Ben.
Before those episodes.
I need to move out.
Do you ever have too much pasta?
Before this episode spins too far in the wrong direction,
I miss
go
X,
ahead
guys.
And give our initial plugs. So, if you like listening to our content, if you like listening to our podcasts, even when we have 9 people on and have full houses, it's
are you sure
no
it's 9?
One likes listening to this.
No.
It's
and
9 people.
Check out our Patreon at patreon.com/thettvchannel for a bunch of cool perks, including early access to our podcast audio a day before it goes up on YouTube. We also have a ton of other perks we rolled out a while ago. I think a lot of you would really enjoy them if you would go over there, check it out, and consider pledging and all that fun stuff. Now, for our Patreon people specifically, we're going to be holding Pigeon a live people? Stream on the 28th of January for everyone to listen to. However, if you pledged above the $5 perk on Patreon, 5 or above, you have the ability to call in and ask a question to our live stream. But in order to be eligible for that, you must have, number one, pledged the $5 perk or above perk level, and two, must join our Discord. So there you go. The instructions to do that are in the description below. There's a post on Patreon that really tells you how to do it. Do that, because otherwise, we don't know who you are, we can't get in contact with you, we can't add you to our call, etc., etc., etc. That's basically that for now. We'll talk about the message boards later in the show.
Speaking of Patreon, a few patrons, I believe, are having some issues connecting to Discord, and some people were able to get that resolved. If you're having, if you've paid for the perk that allows you to get to Discord, which I believe is the first one, right? So everyone should be able to, you, if you were a patron before the month of January, it's likely that for whatever reason that perk didn't roll out to you, so you might have to cancel your subscription and then re-enable it for you to be connected to the Discord server automatically.
Maybe. Because I will put it to you this way. We have, like, 33 patrons, and as of current, we only have 10 people on the Discord server.
Yeah.
So, we should have far more.
That was a solution that one of our patrons posted in comments, so.
And part of it, too, is that, like, we've tried to fix it from our end and make sure everything's, like, running. For whatever reason, it's just like it's not rolling out or to most of the people.
Because it's supposed to be an automatic thing where like you just log in and then you're there. So
there's a bot there. The reason why some people are asking, can we just be added directly to the server? The reason why is that we have a bot there that links your patron account to to your actual Discord account. So if you donate more, you automatically are assigned those correct privileges on the Discord server. So we can't manually add you there because that would defeat the point of having something that automatically keeps up with what you're donating, you know, how much of the benefits you get. If you stop donating, then you're removed from the server, etc.
That all right. And if it gets any bigger, that's a lot of people to handle. Exactly. Manually.
It is. I believe new patrons who have gone from the point where we linked up the Discord server are able to connect without any problem.
Yeah.
It's only the old ones. Right.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for your support. If you are having problems with this, please try that method and see if it works.
Yeah, try it.
If you're still having trouble,
try canceling and restarting.
Comments, and we will try to help as best we can.
As best we can, but so far it's been difficult. But are we doing our doing our live stream this week, right?
Yeah, that's why I brought it up. Yeah. Saturday the 28th.
Chinese Woo! New Year.
Chinese New Year, guys. We'll have a live stream when Bionicle comes back. Yeah.
What was the time we drew it on for the live stream to be at?
After the podcast.
Yeah, like
maybe an hour after the podcast. We gotta like.
I don't think the audience knows when after the podcast is.
Yeah, it's not like they're sitting in on a recording time. It's gonna
just
be
2 Eastern. How about that?
2 Eastern sounds good to me.
Oh, Twister. Sorry guys, I'm not gonna be able to make it.
Yeah, noted.
Oh wow,
your face is too Eastern.
So, basically that. Now that we've gotten all those messages out of the way,
hey guys, if you guys want to meet your quota, you could probably skip out on the podcast and show up for the live stream instead.
Why'd you hope that?
I guess we could have told them that before.
Now
the podcast.
You say that.
I would totally do that, but like normal people, I make plans on Saturday, so.
Oh,
I know,
my
right?
plans in the live stream.
Yeah, no,
you
I know
my Saturday
That's
life.
So funny. In fact, I also plan social events when I need to be working too. In fact, I'm probably skipping out of my shift right now.
No, to be fair, we didn't decide what the time was for the live streams. That's not on him. That's on us.
Yeah, that's not on me at all.
We literally just now decided when it was going to be, so it's not like he could have arranged
that's,
around that.
Well, I mean, that's actually not true, but sure.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Saturdays are TTV days. Keep them open.
You don't keep the entire day open.
That's a little vague.
That's a little like...
I find that vague and
unconvincing. That's easy to say when you have no friends. You're like, yeah, sure, my Saturdays are
high five, no friends club.
Yeah!
All right, mess
up. I have friends and I don't do anything on Saturdays.
So...
Purple, you don't do anything in general.
All eight other people in this call. How are you guys doing? How's your week been?
Everyone talk at once.
The day that this comes out will be my first day on my new job.
I'm excited.
Woo! How's that going?
How's it going?
I mean,
you haven't done it yet. I was mostly like,
How has the hiring process been like so far, and how has that
can
been
you say
going
what job you're getting into? Is that, are you cool with that?
I'm going to eat.
You're going to eat?
Good job.
I'm that sounds going like a fun to, job.
Yeah, I just got. I just, yeah. I'm going to be a web programmer.
Woo! Oh yeah. Nice.
Hey.
Look at you.
Sounds pretty Gucci.
I've never had paid time off before. I'm going to have paid time off. Oh. I'm going to have holidays.
Do you get insurance? You get dental?
Do you get Brick Fair?
Dental is an option. This pretty much confirms I will be at Brick Fair this
year.
Nice.
Amazing.
Another
Not only will I be at Brick Fair, but I'll be getting paid to be at Brick Fair.
We're going
to
get the whole roster.
So all you needed was dental to go to Brick Fair?
Yes, clearly.
And maybe a higher paycheck.
I might punch him there.
I'm flying dental airlines.
Wow. Well, you might literally have a full house at Brick Fair. The way things
Yo, audience,
out.
Go to Brick Fair. That'll
Dang
so
it,
much
now
us.
I don't want to go to Brick Fair. No,
screw you, man.
Well, you'll be able to leave at any time if you show up.
Even Purple will be there.
There'll be a
right, Purple?
Oh, no, I definitely That's don't want to go.
Oh.
Oh.
Audience, man, Purple has promised you that she will be there this year at Brick Fair.
Yes,
she would never disappoint you ever.
You hear that, Sage?
I'm
She'll
always
be there.
A disappointment. I have been.
She will sign
that,
your
Sage?
Artwork.
Yeah, Purple will be there.
Be like one of those.
Sage will be there to personally give you her artwork instead this year.
Oh. No, I just imagine like if we had a new show, like Purple coming to Brick Fair would be like that side subtitle at the bottom that just swipe across the screen every once in a while. Purple's coming to Brick Fair.
Yeah, Purple's coming. Everybody get ready.
I never confirmed this, just so you guys know.
Absolutely then, confirmed it just
no,
now.
No, it's not.
After that Purple. Quote. X is still eating pasta.
Purple, this year, if you don't go to Brickham.
Brickham. Where did that even come from?
No, listen. Could you turn on your webcam and record a Purple cam so I could insert it in the next compilation of like, this is what's going on Purple, and it's just you like sadly staring at the
computer
screen.
This is what's going on Purple.
Playing like really Purple. Sad piano
it's
music
yeah, it's really,
or something.
Really sad piano.
It's like
that,
sad Affleck.
You know,
sad
like you guys know that sad violin song. You know what I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah,
it goes da. You know, like
yeah,
da 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 da. Oh. Like that one?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of.
It must make a TTV version of sad Affleck. It must happen.
Oh, that's a good one. That's copyrighted music though.
But
I did
make your own version.
No copyrighted music.
Yes, you are.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, wow. All right, savvy.
But there's like nine people here.
There's like nine people.
Guys, it's a full house. There's nine people here.
I just killed that guy.
There's nine people here.
No. There's eight people in Purple.
Wow.
Not
a real person. I mean, she is a dragon.
So we have everyone that's going to Brick Fair and then her.
Ouch.
Wow.
Our house.
I just had this mental image of like we're actually all sitting in the same room, and after LJ says that, all of us just turn and stare at her uncomfortably.
Yeah, let's see how that went.
We should like go out of our way to make Purple just feel ostracized and uncomfortable at every like chance.
We should.
Oh, please don't.
We Skyped.
Don't do that. That's
did we
horrible.
Skype? No, we Discorded.
Like,
no,
we're just like we all gathered around like the TV, just like playing a video game, having fun, and we just like block her out from view. She can't see what we're doing.
It's like
just tell her to sit in the corner.
Or you just mute her.
I just imagine like we're playing PT again. It's like, how's it like out there, Purple? And we like look over and she's out of the window.
And she's outside looking at
kind of like
that one draw the squad.
Yeah, exactly what I was going to say.
No,
that's the one
that
where I'm on
arm,
the ceiling van, right?
Our audio editor, AT, is going to be there. And
he's there every year.
We can replace Purple with him.
Oh, wow.
I like this idea. What?
Or we could also have a cardboard cutout of Purple's face. Like, you have, like, my face. And remember we have, like, the
a
mask, kind of? We'll just have that and, like, stick it places.
It's you
or
as
Photoshop
well.
It.
Yeah, why am I on a ceiling fan again?
Why
because
not?
It was
because it's
why
funny.
Not? Because okay, I may not weigh that much, but I think I still weigh enough where I'd break off the fan blade.
Nah, come on, Takuma. This
it's
is actually
a
visual representation of us at the convention signing autographs, and you're giving a fan a hug.
Trust me,
I
have
see-
you.
I'm sure our audio listeners loved that screech.
Scream. Wonderful. Thank you, Pitbull.
Trust me, I have
I'm glad you can be here to contribute to this podcast.
Our audio listeners, as opposed to the people that watch us on video, you know, the video podcast.
All our audio listeners.
My favorite part of that Draw the Squad has been...
I just realized
he's like the "this is fine" guy, you know, and
yeah,
that comic.
Exactly. I was thinking of that.
I just realized that Meso has a Reaper on his hat.
Yeah.
die.
Awesome.
Death comes.
Death comes.
thank you. More screeching is just what we needed.
Probably great for our audio listeners.
It's tortilla.
They're gonna love this episode. This is it's not. Tortilla. This is gonna be the greatest off the walls episode ever.
I like tortillas.
we have a new show debuting tomorrow.
Oh,
which one's that?
This episode's coming up.
Oh yeah,
we do.
Oh yes. Yeah, we do, don't we?
Wait,
no one likes
tomorrow,
that one.
As in the day Thanks, after man. This airs, or tomorrow as in the day after this records.
It's it airs.
Day after this airs.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm not gonna say what the name is just yet, but I've already announced it. People should be expecting it. Airs tomorrow. I gave a nice, great hint out on Twitter a sneak preview.
That was a really fulfilling hint.
It's called the Galador recap reviews.
Woo!
Yeah. The best one is gonna be the Keck Powerizer, which specifically says do not combine the parts from this set with any other set.
I'm gonna do just that. I'm also gonna eat the pieces.
Yeah,
I would watch that. I would watch you if you were to eat one of that with those plastic pieces. I would legitimately tune in and watch all of that,
as opposed to illegitimately tuning in.
I have one of the pieces from the Kick Power. As I gotta remember to bring it to Brick Fair.
Illegitimately tuning in is like Ruby of Meso. Tuning in.
Who else is getting a new show? We've had two new shows so far. We got to bring in more. Purple, where's your new show?
I'm bringing in a new show this week
I mean, where's your audio?
It's being recorded right now. Then, where's your new show?
My new show, I already teased it, not on Twitter, on Venner. And then, so if you got a Venner account, if you don't have one, go to Venner.com/Ven.
Okay.
I gotta look this up to make sure it's appropriate.
Yeah. I was about to say. That sounds like it could be something else.
Actually, you're right.
Okay, hold on. We're good.
Right, and if you do find it.
It's loading. It's loading.
Also, quickly.
Just like pictures of kitties getting murdered.
I forgot to
mention. Is it with one N or two N, Ven?
It's one N.
You might want to just like check every spelling of it just to be sure.
Yeah.
when I go to Venner.com/Venn, I get this connection is not secure thing.
Yeah, I got that
same thing too.
Okay.
All right, so don't go to any Venner. I'm just kidding.
Someone's gonna open it up. It's gonna
Venner Medical International.
It's a private.
Don't do it unless you need Medicare.
Medicaid.
No, but yeah, you know, medical care, Medicare.
Okay, so anyway real
new
quick,
new show
Apple
coming
iMeds.
Out later this week. You'll all appreciate it. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah. Are
you serious right now? Is it coming out this week?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. That's really three new shows. Then who else has got a new show? Let's go. Come on, guys.
I haven't heard of this show, so I'm inclined to doubt its existence.
We still need to work some kinks out.
I have a new show
one.
Called Sleeping.
I have a new show.
Okay, that sounds creepy.
Do you really want to have people on our channel watch you sleep?
No,
you
that's
sure
not
you're okay
what
with
I was entailing.
You can call
you
it.
You are the creepy sleep? One here. I was. Just
you can call it Fleffy's peeping people.
Okay, well,
so
no peeping palms. No.
Well, you see, Meso. I was just saying people
There's no
should
coming
head
back
on over.
From that. Good grief.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't even entirely a joke.
Yes, I am.
It was literally I've been sleeping a lot.
Yeah, at the LJ Johnson spelled with an E. Go there, it's Incredible. A fun place.
Stop freaking advertising your stupid Twitter every episode. No one cares.
I'm yelling and screaming.
It's a quiet place over there.
I'm putting my foot down now. I can't take this anymore.
Oh yeah, well, you
really
know what, Var?
Now?
The next time
yes,
you
really.
Get the next
here,
time
Purple.
You get a TLDR out on a Friday, I'll stop plugging my Twitter.
How about you take this as an order from your boss
that
to do something at work?
Too completely unrelated things, but I'm glad you decided to take that moment to try to send a pot shot out. I will remember this next time, good sir. Vardaran will remember this.
I'm putting the I'm putting the guillotine down on my head.
Oh my god!
Wow.
Okay.
Holy
cow.
As opposed to on your neck where it usually goes.
Maybe she wants to be creative. You don't know.
Yeah, how's that?
Maybe she's going for the shock factor. Okay, you know, it's like I'm in this world, but I'm gonna make sure you. I'm gonna make sure you're uncomfortable when I go.
It's like she cuts off half of her brain, so like she's not really functional, but she's still there to like creep people out. And
you hear that? You hear that guy? Like, there's a guy who like wanted to do an experiment, who was and he was like executed.
I was just about to mention this.
He was gonna, blink as long as he could after his head was removed from his body, and he blinked for 7 minutes.
What the fuck?
After after the guillotine came down, his head rolled. He blinked for like 7 more minutes, and then
when
it stopped.
So, man, like, I've heard that you're still alive after you get your head cut off, right?
Yep.
I have to wonder, like...
It's because your brain's the core of you, Var.
Oh, yes. But, like...
No, it's not.
Does it cut off?
Like, the heart is part of the soul.
Go on.
Do you still feel, like, incredible pain or anything? It's like, that's a commitment.
I mean, you got half your body... around the neck.
I think your body goes into extreme shock.
I don't know.
Like, okay.
Do you want to try it?
Imagine this, right? Like...
We should try it.
I thought you were gonna try it. Anyhow,
no.
I feel like here's
joking.
What I would assume.
No, let's
like
Purple
all the hormones
here, right?
That like
hair,
in your brain don't have anywhere else to go, so it's just like secreting a bunch of hormones, and you're just going kind of like crazy. But you can't. You're in complete shock.
You can't
and
even
just,
speak
like,
because you don't have a throat or air or anything.
You don't have a throat.
Yeah.
I mean that one's obvious, but
okay.
I just want to know
if
like
it comes down on your head. Of course not.
I'm just like, I'm thinking in this scenario where this guy has got his body taken off of his head. He's in extreme pain. Being able to continue blinking for 7 minutes sounds like some really good commitment.
No, I feel like it was his brain just like
maybe his
having,
eyes
like,
are just twitching.
Repetition of he was blinking before
it's like,
the guillotine came down, and he just like his body kept doing that because it was doing
if
it.
If you've
as
ever seen like a dead animal or anything that's dead, like freshly dead, it twitches a lot.
I mean, there's a reason for the saying, like, a chicken with its head cut off.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I know why it does it, but it's like, maybe he wasn't blinking, maybe he was just twitching.
Yeah, maybe it was just the body
his eye was
out.
Twitching, yeah. Man, this is
I'm
a great
sure
family-friendly
really
podcast.
All our
okay.
Fans come here to listen to.
That's,
I wonder what happened if you would cut off a bionicle head.
I think we should nip this in the bud right now.
Maybe you would just have a bone head.
Maybe someone can make a system guillotine for the Bionicle.
Maybe we should
contest.
Ask Greg. Maybe we should ask Greg.
It's literally Bionicle getting its head cut off by Lego.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
boy. It could be named Bionicle G2 the set.
Oh, dang. But did it
I don't
twitch,
feel like
though?
That's as I don't feel like that's as much cutting off the head as much as kind of like just ripping out the gizzard.
I mean,
okay,
we can have different functions. Every set needs a battle function, you know? There's got to be a play set, you know?
projectile innards.
And make four different ways to kill Bionicle.
It's like the Makuta from 2008, was it? Except instead of like a Tridax pod spewing out shadow, it's just their guts.
So you're telling
you just
push me
on the gut and it just chest bursts open.
When we knock a mask off a Bionicle, we're really ripping its face off.
Yeah. That's what happened to me in the recap finale.
Does that mean like the Toa are like axe murderers who wear the faces of their victims?
Yep.
Of course.
No, that's
exactly what I'm saying. We should ask Greg.
No, because you can
Let's
manufacture
ask Greg,
the faces. There's people whose entire occupation revolves around making faces.
That's a pretty screwed up business when you think about it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This conversation spiraled real quick.
Listen, you're the head host here. You're the one who needs to direct the conversation. So if we can't figure out what to do, it's your
like
fault.
Smoothies?
Oh my gosh, it's like a metaphor because Mess was the head, but we cut him right off.
So there's a Smoothie King that opened up right next to me. And
I never had
Smoothie
King.
Smoothie King
is good?
Smoothie King is really
good.
They're great. They had, okay.
Smoothie King's okay.
Guess what they had?
Never had it.
I didn't realize that
smoothies.
You could get as a
smoothies.
Smoothie thing. No. Guess what they had as a flavor?
I'm not a big fan of smoothies.
Guess what they had as a flavor, yo? Freaking mangosteen. They had mangosteen.
Wait, what?
And
what?
I was like,
I have
whoa.
A smoothie king snap. Next to me.
I'm intrigued.
You have, oh, you have my attention.
I have a smoothie
now.
King next to
go.
Me.
Like yesterday.
He sounds like a Disney character.
I have a smoothie king next to me, laddie.
Yesterday.
Are there, I'm going to look up smoothie kings in Virginia.
Can I just also, take a moment to rant about my parents?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Okay,
do
let's,
we really,
go,
no.
let's
do it.
Let's
no.
transition. There's
do
actually
it.
real quick. There is a smoothie called Mangosteen Madness.
I love it.
So you should go. Yeah, you should this. Go and try. Yeah, go and try it. Mangosteen's a great fruit.
I know.
As someone who has had it fresh, picked right off the mangosteen tree. I can tell you it's
mangosteen
great.
Mangosteen tree for life.
Stop.
True mangosteen
nice.
Is the best mangosteen. I feel bad for anyone who has not had true mangosteen before.
Oh, true mangosteen.
Fresh.
So
fresh
I looked
mangosteen.
Up. Before you go on your rant, Var, I looked up Smoothie Kings in Virginia. There's one in Sterling, one in Manassas, and one in Fairfax.
We're going to Manassas.
We are not going back to Manassas.
No, we
I'm sorry
are
if we have any
back
listeners
back
that live in Manassas. We have a deep hatred for Manassas.
Yes.
Yeah. If you live
that's
in Manassas,
you guys do.
You're a sick. What, sorry.
What's
son
wrong
of
with them? What's wrong with Manassas?
We.
The no, people.
We just, they have a freaking smoothie king.
Yeah, but so yeah. does like Sterling and Haymarket.
Yeah, but who cares about
Bristol.
Sterling? Sorry, everybody that lives in Sterling, but who
Sterling,
cares about Sterling?
The man.
All right.
The myth.
Right.
The myth. The legend.
What's so great
Manassas,
about
man?
Currency?
Nassus.
No, let's let Var do his rant.
Man,
all right,
I'm take, like,
a section.
I just wanted to like, cause like I just got a text from my dad, right?
Okay.
All
right.
Oh boy, all right. Did it say LOL? Dads should not say LOL.
No, it was, it's okay. So on Christmas, my like my aunt, I guess, got me some clothes or something, and she left it with my dad.
Nope.
Right. So I've gone back home since then. So he's like, he's trying to mail it to me.
Oh,
so,
is he taking a long time to mail your things to you?
On January 2nd, he said, send me your address. All right, so I sent him my address. On January 13th, he said, happy birthday, old man. And I'm like, thanks. And then today, he said, text me your address again.
Dude.
Why can't you just scroll up? It's right there. We've literally sent two messages since I last sent it to you.
Maybe he got a new phone and lost all of his old text messages.
He doesn't even
maybe.
Maybe, but
maybe
like,
he deleted the messages.
I mean, like,
it's right. You're right, Mange. He doesn't even need to scroll up. It's right there.
I had a similar thing where I told my dad, oh, I was getting out of work at this time, at this day. Can you please pick me up? Literally, while I'm at work, like, he texts me because I look back and it says, oh, it's this time, while I was working, and said, so when am I picking you up again? So I leave the shift. Obviously, I don't have my phone on me during the shift, so I get my coat, look at my phone, I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. I told you! Yesterday! And so, like, I text him saying, I'm finished now. And he's like, well, somebody's coming to get you. And I'm like, wow, cool.
Somebody.
Some
I don't
guy,
know who,
some
but
guy
somebody.
Some guy in a black BMW with, like,
somebody.
A bald head and blazer and shades on.
Wow, your dad's 47? Into some, he knows some sketchy people, dude.
Does he work at Once Upon a Child?
There's
what?
Like,
what even
work?
Is that?
Does he work at Smoothie King?
What?
Wait, you've never heard of
Once
Upon
a Child?
Okay,
you've never heard of that?
Okay, listen, Takuma, you have to realize, imagine you're in a whole group of people who have never heard of this, and you said, yeah, like, Once Upon a Child. What are these people thinking as soon
thought,
as you say that?
Okay, like, no. I was expecting Fweffy not to know, but I thought
the first
else
thing that popped into my mind was like a Build-A-Bear, but for children. So you just
build a Build-A-Bear.
Yeah, so that confirmed
because
clearly
Build-A-Bear
is senior citizens.
Well, no.
Yeah, you know,
I mean,
as an adult, I go to the Build-A-Bear. I'm like, they should do a one for kids.
No, I'm not
you know?
Talking about. I'm not.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, you know,
I'm talking about like
a
Build-A-Bear.
I'm thinking of like making a child. Like you go in there, you pick up the skin of a child, and then you just stuff it with stuffing.
Like, you shove the organs into the
child. Boss, we're all out of the white dolls.
So, could you, like, mix and match skin tones?
Yes, you can.
You, now you can make your ideal child. Have you ever been a disappointed parent?
If I wanted a black baby with white hands.
I want to know. Like,
specific skin colors go on clearance because nobody uses them.
It's like GTA, you know, like GTA, you choose your parents and you're like, all right, this is the kind of baby they would make. Oh, yeah. You can like point to a map,
buy
the
one,
touch
get
screen
one
of a map,
skin tone,
and you're like,
10% off.
And you're like, you put recordings into it.
No, you like change.
Don't like the child you build? We've got a lifetime warranty. You can just take it back. We'll chuck it in the trash, and you can make another one.
Lifetime guarantee.
This sounds like this.
No one has the perfect child first. Just keep making more.
This sounds like the episode for an episode for Black Mirror.
It's safe, it. Fast, and well, I don't know.
Economically friendly.
And anyways,
fill in the blank.
Once upon a child, I believe,
is
more
you
of like
create
a
your own
donation.
Know what
it
is?
No, shut up. It's more of like a
you create your own child.
It's a place you can like donate things for children.
Like children.
You can donate children there.
Goodwill.
Time for you to start a new story.
That, okay, so right. I was going for.
You
I
don't
think
like
it's like
your newborn baby? Donate to us right now. We'll give it to a parent that cares.
It's like a commercial orphanage is what it is. Like, orphanages are a thing in the past. This is the future orphanage. Like, you see, like, parents, like, walking with a shopping cart, like, the Target, it's like, oh, you know, I've always kind of,
you just
like
stick hangers
blonde
through
babies.
The kids' shirts and you stick them on a rack.
No. Hold on.
Now, how many fingers do I want on
this baby?
But
you have
baby?
Them facing each other so they can still play patty cake.
Oh, my God.
That one child was just a clothes store, right?
You just have, like,
this
a designer
darkest...
baby. You, like, have one with Nike on it.
Wow.
Can you design like what
like
the baby
Adidas
will become?
Baby?
GameStop exclusive red baby.
Can you be like, you get the wife who's like super, who like really likes all the name. She's like, get one of the name brand babies. I don't want one of those generic ones.
I want an Apple
Gucci.
Baby.
The Michael Kors
Welcome.
Baby.
The eye baby.
Welcome back to Once Upon a Child, where you get to make your own child. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I'd like to return this child. I think he's defunct. Can I get a
wait? What,
oh man! Imagine
defunct?
Black market
is that the
babies.
Word you
black market babies is the name of my new
black market baby.
Okay, that now I'm picturing it. Okay,
that's the podcast name.
Are those the ones right that are really run down looking in like low income areas?
Oh boy.
So anyway,
you're my favorite customer.
Like the kid grows up, but no matter how you raise the kid, he just becomes a delinquent, probably like stabs you in the neck by age 5.
Dang
it, I knew we should have gotten this kid off of the black market. I told you those people were shady.
And then you get like the Chinese knockoffs.
They're like really, really close, but just
they
not
said
quite
this
there.
Kid was gonna be white. Why is it Asian?
You know, I'm pretty sure like Steve Buscemi was a Chinese knockoff baby. You know what I'm saying? He looks kinda like a human, but also kinda like a frog, you know what I'm saying?
Not quite there.
Yeah.
This baby leaks all over the place. Well, you should have got the warranty.
Oh, God.
This baby has a deeper voice than me.
Well, it's a deeper meaning to life insurance now.
Hey, how's it going, Daddy-o?
This baby is 30 years old! Listen, we can't sell them all.
Hey, man, I could be one if you want me to.
It was on clearance. What do you expect?
I was sat on a dime store shelf watching every other baby get sold.
What? Okay. What?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Need a good Christmas present for your kid? No. Get another kid.
Okay, this brings
sure
new meaning to the name Stinky Pete.
Imagine like people will try to like steal baby stuff from those stores.
Sell on eBay. On
what
eBay,
if a discount?
Someone just walked out with a tan skin tone.
What if the discount is like, what if there's like a percentage discount for every year old the child is?
What if like there's shoplifters for babies?
Exactly.
You know, like they smuggle a baby out, you know? Like a lady like takes it and like puts it under her stomach so she looks pregnant and like walks out and the guy's like,
dude, would pregnancy even still be a thing?
It's squirming under there. It's like, well, yeah,
these are genetic designer babies. It would, absolutely.
What about
you have off-market sales? And then you have actual like old school babies.
No, it's like organic babies.
Sounds like realized, a plot to The Giver now.
It's like
vegan. It sounds like Gattaca.
It's like, no, listen, my baby is made only in the like, you know, the most pristine.
No, dude.
Yeah,
not
that
in
that
organic
formula.
You can like buy used babies on eBay.
On eBay today. Look at this baby.
Oh god. You can collect babies, do like a nice baby trading card game.
I'm imagining what when you said stealing babies, I imagine this woman like holding this baby like a designer bag and some guy runs past and grabs it. Hey, someone stole my baby! Someone stole
it! Oh my gosh, maybe the store do raffles.
On eBay.
That's okay, I'll just get another one.
We have a listing for a white baby arm with a black hand.
Oh
for
my
$2.
God!
Buy one or buy two, get one free.
Now we're just gonna end up with like that baby thing from like Toy Story where it's got like spider legs.
Oh,
that gave me so many nightmares as a kid.
Except it's like a real baby. It's not at all.
Right,
yeah, it'll be a real baby.
Imagine imagine being woken up by like the spider baby like crawling into your bed because it had a bad dream, and you're like, "This is my bad dream. This is my bad dream right now."
No, I feel slightly
like
bad for
spider
baby.
You think you have a bad dream?
Have
man,
you ever had
a
bad dream?
I'm equal parts
I had a bad dream
disturbed,
last night.
But also like perplexed by like how far that went.
Yeah,
like,
I just wanted to see how far it could run its course.
Are we done with the
baby buying stuff? Like
yeah,
on the black market?
I feel like that ran its course.
You know, like that's actually like a serious issue. Sometimes,
you know,
baby, yeah, I know.
Our children are going to listen to this podcast episode,
and they're going to wonder, was I created in a factory?
Listen, man,
this is your grandma.
My kid doesn't even know the difference between red and green, so I don't care what he thinks.
Yeah, I don't trust you with kids, Var.
I would be the best daddy.
I imagine like Var pulling his
child. We were having bought them off of eBay.
It could be worse.
That honestly sounds hilarious.
No is yes.
I will. I thought about that one. Then I was like, no, that one's a bit too far. But
we were having a conversation the other night about like what kind of dads everyone here would be and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I guess it was mostly Kahi totally making predictions.
Yeah, Purple's gonna make a great father.
And you're gonna make a great mother.
Where did she make him? Once upon a father.
That just sounds sad now.
Yeah, that sounds like oh my god.
Did you
once
lose
upon a
your
boyfriend?
Father? Come
once
get another
upon
one.
A time, I have a father.
Oh my gosh. You can rent babies.
Oh the CEO of Once Upon a Parent, Bruce Wayne.
Wait a second.
They sell baby peripherals like leashes and everything. Got to get one for your...
It's
Purple,
like
do
that,
you have a leash?
Remember that scene from Inside Out where like that girl has
a
perfect boyfriend?
Hold on, I want to hear this.
All right.
Yes,
when I was a toddler, I ran off too much, so I had to be put on one of those toddler leashes.
Did you really?
Oh,
that is the cruelest thing.
Your parents
thing.
Clearly got you at once upon a child.
I used to
might as well have just thrown you in your little purse and
you
walked
are
around
an
the Beverly
investment.
Hills.
I used to be like...
Here's a treat, little purple. Here's a treat.
Oh my gosh, now I'm remembering Pete's Dragon, that part where they're singing about how they've got to build a sail right here.
I haven't watched it.
That's totally
okay.
This.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I used to, I was in a pushchair and they would never let me out, so I used to like scream and shake the actual buckle of the pushchair.
Oh, I thought you were just going to stop speaking after shake. That was going to be really confusing. Yeah, I just sat there and I would just shake. Like, wait, what do you mean shake? Like, vibrate? You just vibrate in your
yeah,
chair?
Yeah, like raving.
And then she's
spazzing out.
Hey,
like
guys, I had some serious suspension on the push chair. It was, like, hydraulics.
Oh, I see.
So it was, like, pimp my push
okay.
chair.
So I'm like, wow,
oh,
that's your temper tantrum? You just shake. You just vibrate.
just like go back and forth. Like I'm envisioning like baby.
I'm going to give myself a concussion.
She's just really mad and she's like rocking back and forth. She has like a frowny face.
Her parents are worried because they just think she's seizing up or something. Like every time she gets mad.
Like those kids who hold their breath or something. I don't get that.
I don't get
that
either.
Why is holding your breath supposed to be like some sort of threat to your parents? I'd just be like, well, I mean, you can't kill yourself that way. Eventually, if anything, you're just going to run out of oxygen, pass out, and start breathing, so...
That's a good point.
I'm sure the babies are, like, thinking through that very thoroughly.
Yeah, they know exactly what to do.
They know what's going to happen.
It's a silent form of protest. It's like, hey, you know, not my air I'm breathing.
Hashtag. Not my parents.
It's like... Let's not... Hey, can I return? Do you do swaps at Once Upon a Parent?
Oh. This parent's kind of a jerk.
This one doesn't know how to use a phone.
This one taught me that red was green and green was red.
I would like a more modern parent, please.
This one is technologically illiterate. All parents. That's just like that patch just never worked when they were trying to put it into the new parent program.
Bugs.
It's just computer literacy.
I just can't believe it, man.
Never took on.
Word asking literacy. Me for my address and it's literally right there.
That's pretty bad. Not gonna lie.
What if it was like he looked at it, like he sends his message, send me your address again. He looks at your old message, thinks it's the new one, and he's like, thanks. And then just ends it.
that would be really funny. It's like he answered
like,
his own question.
I don't connect. He's like, I don't connect with my son anymore. I should text him. He's like, I don't have anything to text him about. I'll just ask him for his address again.
That's so sad.
With you. A new
and
perspective.
Instead
he gets publicly
I'll just call go away, Dad.
How
often do you call your dad?
At least you have contact with your dad.
I don't really ever call him.
Like, how often do you speak to your parents? Like, you moved out, right? I moved out.
Maybe, like, I mean, just like a couple times a month, probably.
Envy, how many times do you talk to your parents?
Who?
Interesting.
Envy.
Nope, because he's dead.
Envy?
Rip
oh, no, they just announced they're shutting down Dota.
Doesn't he live with his parents?
No, he's in, he's going to college.
Yeah,
now,
he's in another state right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he would really know then because he just moved.
Did I hear
something
about
Dota? Wow, of course. Right?
Okay. Hey,
you want to get Mesa's attention?
Hey, Dota. I said, they're shutting down Dota, thinking that would bring him back, but it didn't.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so wait. Who here doesn't live with their parents?
I don't live with my parents.
Me.
Now, there he is.
There you are.
Sorry, I had taken off my headset.
We should have led with that
one. Outside.
We were just asking you, like, how often do you talk to your parents?
My mom texts me every single day since I've been gone for, like, the last 2 weeks. And
since you've been gone.
Borderline annoying? I don't know. Like, I'm glad she checks up, but at the same time, it's, like, every single point of the day. It's like breakfast. Did you eat breakfast? Yes, Mom, I did. Like, what are you doing now?
You have one
like,
of those parents.
What are you doing now?
Okay.
Oh, I'm hanging out with some friends. Come on. It's just like...
See, like, when I went to Brick Fair, Mom was like, text me every day. And I text her every day. She sent me a text on the first day, and then for the rest of them, I was texting her.
Right.
Yeah,
we were like, okay, we'll make it easy for you to call your parents. We'll set apart a time you can contact with them. Your parents were like, they're like, make sure you do this. They didn't care once you were there. They're just like, oh, okay, I guess she's
fine.
Yeah,
I just kept saying, I'm still alive.
I guess if she's gonna die, she'd be dead by now. So whatever.
Right. Basically.
Hashtag still breathing.
Yeah, they were axe murderers.
She's still alive. That means
it's a good thing we got that warranty.
If they were gonna put
gotta go get
in
another fluff
team,
now.
They would have done it by now.
Hey, I'm stuck in the Mediterranean, not the Mediterranean, the Atlantic Ocean.
You guys
ocean,
do
right?
commissions?
The Mediterranean?
Afraid of losing
yeah, wrong,
your child?
Wrong
back
ocean.
It up today.
I don't know where the heck my plane went if I'm in the Mediterranean.
Oh no, we lost fluff in the Mediterranean. That's okay. We have a backup. Just restore from backup. It's okay.
Does the warranty cover water damage?
Is there a tracking system?
So, hey, Kai, what about you? How often do you talk to your parents?
It varies.
Talk about your parents.
Sometimes I do, like, there's certain weeks where I'll do, like, at least twice a week. I called my dad about, like, about 3 times in the past day. for classes and like helping me with the apartment and stuff. But there's sometimes I'll talk to him maybe like once every week, once every 2 weeks. So it goes back and forth.
I mean, that sounds a bit more like me because like I'll talk to them a lot like on certain days when I need to.
I always call them every holiday and every like birthday and you know, like once every 2 weeks and just see how things are going with them.
I can't imagine you with parents. Like you're one of those people I would expect to have been crafted in a Build-A-Baby.
Really?
No, it's Once Upon a Child.
Once Upon a Child.
That's a Chinese knockoff.
Build-A-Baby.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, you know, like, we were going to do one time, we're going to have a Let's Play, LJ, for Don't Fight. We were going to have our moms on. You remember that? We're in discussion.
That's hilarious. I'm still waiting on that. So
that would be something else.
I gotta have her on for the podcast at some point. Not right now, obviously, but
it's eventually. Already too many people here. But we should have like a special where we have our moms on.
Nine people.
It's,
like
it's just our parents trying to figure out what how to run a podcast.
Right. It's like our that's such a great social experience.
I've said it before. That would be very interesting. Like,
yeah, like our parents are just kind of there. It's like
also they all have common ground.
Well, I'd like to ask. I'd like.
I think my dad would just get frustrated with all of them and just like cuss them out and leave.
Well, I feel like all right. Can you imagine this?
Moms, not dads.
You have a kid. You were not raised with the internet. And every night your kid goes and he's just shouting, he or she, they're like shouting, they're talking, they're doing everything. We hear like out of context stuff all the time. You hear someone you're like, yeah, you know,
my mom has heard some things.
Yeah.
The Chinese knockoff.
Yeah, like a Chinese knockoff of babies and that's it. And you're like, what? What are you talking about? Why do you like this? You know?
All I hear from my mum is like,
they're talking about black market babies.
I don't think my mum's ever questioned me about what we talked about, but whenever I come down, like, or she's talking about, like, me talking to you guys, she's like, all I hear her do is cackle like a witch, and that's it. It's like, I'm stirring up some master plan.
Any of your parents listen to like the channel or like watch a channel or do anything? Listen to the podcast?
My mom did at first, but I kind of find it
embarrassing for some reason because like the first episode, like my mom watched was the one where Ben burped in the first 10 seconds, like
oh
5 seconds.
God.
It was just like, hi guys, bleh, and welcome to the podcast. It's like, that was the worst episode of
The only one, the only thing my mom and really most of my sisters have listened to is TTV talks about relationships.
Part 3.
Oh boy.
Part 3.
No, they didn't listen to part 3 because we haven't recorded it yet, Purple.
Part 3. I want to be there for that.
All right,
nope.
Go for it.
Why
I'm sure you have a lot of
even contribute
that you can contribute.
The first time I don't actually.
I had a crush on a guy like once.
It was an anime character.
It was
but,
twice, excuse you.
It was an anime character though, but I think it still counts.
Oh, shut up.
It wasn't even a real person. I'd like to talk about relationships with anime characters.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, my god, waifu. That would be the
I'd like to talk god. About over waifu.
Oh, no.
Oh boy.
And now we're delving into very suspicious territory.
I mean,
let's go,
dude.
Let's go
it's
back
all
to
purple.
Selling babies in the black market. That's way less suspicious.
And chopping people's heads off.
Yeah, let's see that.
This has been a very interesting episode.
Oh, boy. This is the darkest episode we've ever had. Like, hands down, this is like... I didn't even know where we were going. Like,
yeah, I didn't even
that.
Pick out this skin tone. Like, I don't know why it's so dark.
Listen.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we've come full circle.
Didn't read the warning that says do not leave in direct sunlight.
Dang it.
It's funny because that's how skin tones happened. It depends on how like how much your pigment is in direct sunlight for like how many years.
Thanks for explaining.
Yes.
Really? Science
for
the
fans.
John Nye, the science guy.
I'm just overexposed. Like my skin.
Anyone remember Beekman's World?
No.
Nope.
Okay, never mind.
Sorry.
You're just too old for this, Kuma. Your references are too old.
No, no. What'd you say? Beekman's World?
Beekman's World.
So what is this? A place where you go.
It was
and
kind
you just
of like a Bill Nye show. Beek! Beekman's, like a beaker.
Oh, Beek.
Beak
so
world.
You turn yourself into a bird.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna kill you then.
So you go to this place, you walk in, they're like, squawk, squawk, welcome to Beak's world. How can I help you? Yes, I'd like to become an eagle for one day.
Squawk,
okay,
squawk. Oh, you want the American package.
This podcast is like watching a train wreck happen in real time.
Walking a train wreck.
I said train wreck.
You sound like you just walked right out.
Walking a train wreck. We have a baby on the podcast.
I said freaking train wreck.
You need dedicated wham.
Alright. Alright.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
With the baby train wreck.
This conversation came in like a wrecking ball.
Knock. Sorry.
All right.
Who's there, Takuma? Right.
Dwayne.
The walk.
Dwayne the walk Johnson.
All right.
What?
You know.
Dwayne.
Wait.
We were talking about beaks on
right?
I'm not
joking.
What is
it? Tell it.
Knock.
Who's there?
Dwayne.
Dwayne who?
The walk.
Dwayne the tub, I'm drowning.
What?
It's a dead baby joke. Don't worry about it.
What? No!
Whoa, that, what?
Is it, wait, what?
What?
Let's just move on.
Kai, I'm sorry. You added a... this podcast is something.
So I'm sorry too, right? So you walk into the store and you can request to be like an eagle, a hawk, a falcon. You know, you pick up
in
the
Vent's
colors
case,
of
a
your
dodo.
Feathers. Excuse me? You want to run that by me again?
In Vent's case, a dodo.
Dodo.
A dodo.
A dodo.
I've been gone from this conversation for 2 seconds, and I'm completely lost.
Dodo?
Dodo?
Man, we talked about so much Bionicle this episode, I'm sure everyone's going to really love it.
We were going to talk about G3 and everything.
Okay, so Bionicle, right? What if there was a Bionicle Dodo?
I mean, yeah, since...
Well, there's Doodoo.
Bionicle has Once Upon a Child, because the Matoran are built. Think about that.
Yeah, but are the Matoran children?
The new Adidas Matoran.
So
Metru Nui, the brain of Metru Nui, is literally just a mass of child slave labor.
In a sense.
Or
just
child
like
labor, anyway.
Wait, how can they be children? Do they even age?
They don't. There's no such thing.
Wait,
we're not...
Matoran age?
Really?
Are you sure?
100% sure.
Yeah, don't
really. I mean, they get older, but go on
BSO1 right now.
Lasting for a long time doesn't necessarily mean they age.
Yeah, they don't.
I mean, are we talking about age just as in living a long time, or age as in
age as in like
years?
You know,
you
show
like
your
deteriorating
wrinkles.
Physical
yeah,
form.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Mind.
You deteriorate, yeah, yeah. Become.
If you were immortal, you could live for a long time and not age.
Cynical.
Yeah. You know?
All right, fair. In that instance, I know a gory age at the very least, but...
Yeah, well,
yeah, that makes
oh, wait,
sense.
So you're
yeah,
saying that, like... So you're saying yeah, the Torin live, and they live for several years, well, basically, is what you were saying.
I mean, in a sense,
yeah.
Yeah,
I'm curious what that actually was supposed to mean.
Yeah, no. I miss... there's a word for this.
Misinformation.
Misinformation?
Misunderstood. I suppose.
There are different connotations, but that's only a gory age because they're organic.
Right.
Yeah. Which just makes sense. I mean, that is how it goes. But either way, I don't know where to go
discussion.
From this.
Yeah, wasn't there like a Taraga that died of old age or something? Like, that would be strange if Matoran.
I don't think so.
A robot.
Know. Yeah.
I swear someone was saying about
so
it.
So wait,
but,
are Matoran technically immortal?
Yeah.
I mean.
Huh.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm not gonna
their
say
bodies could fall into disrepair and
once
like,
you've
yeah.
lived for like several thousand years,
100,000 years over, right? Because that's how long Mata Nui was out.
The Matoran are about as immortal as a toaster. You know, okay. It's not going to die, but it may need to be fixed or, like, exchanged for a new
technically, Kalzani is, like, another word for hell in Bionicles, so technically...
What's your language?
Going... said the whole word.
Okay, what's your language, lady?
Be afraid.
All right, I'll do it to quote.
She said the whole word.
So, yeah, no, I was wrong. I apologize. Matoran will not undergo physical aging as long as their mechanical components are maintained, although it is unknown if they can show signs of mental aging. Well, so as long as they keep up, then physically.
But they could get
fine.
Alzheimer's, maybe.
Let's ask Greg. Matoran.
Well, is the brain one of the a part of the 20% organic of Matoran universe inhabitants?
I mean, like, okay, here's the thing.
Because
too.
Alzheimer's is caused by a certain way that like
it's
the parts of the brain deteriorate. Literally, there's like tangling in the brain.
Well, isn't it like a plaque
that causes
builder?
Alzheimer's? No, it's it's like we went over in the psychology. I'm forgetting all
the
specific
the
names
plaque,
for the different parts.
Plaque blocks the
it's not something building
in
up.
The brain.
It's not a buildup of something.
Maybe that's the different.
Alzheimer's is caused when like certain parts of it like deteriorate. Like it's supposed to be like a think of like wires that kind of like become detached. Like I got a bundle of wires that's like all nice and straight and stuff, but then they kind of like start detain. They like deteriorate to the point where they kind of like snap and start tangling around each other.
Mm. Maybe that's a different, like something like maybe dementia. I'm thinking of because they are
well, okay,
very
well,
similar.
Here's the thing: you think about like how like a computer, right? After a while, it gets like fragmented. You have to defrag your computer after a while. So something could happen the same way with Matoran, where they get like so many memories after existing for so long.
They need to defragment their brains.
Yeah, basically.
Maybe.
I mean,
that'd
that's
be interesting.
That's
actually.
Technically what you do every night when you sleep. That's kind of what
well,
the brain does. It kind of that's why sleep's so important.
No. Going to sleep is more like moving stuff from the RAM to the hard drive.
Wham!
You're literally turning short-term memory into long-term memory.
You're turning dedicated wham into.
I feel like defragging would only make sense in this analogy if you were also deleting information from your brain.
I think a cool mechanic to have for Matoran. Let's get this canonized.
Anyhow, right. One thing I want to point out here is that while Elder is right in the Agori and Glatorian New Age, it also has been about 100,000 years since Virus Magna broke up and then to when it reformed. And in that time, there's several people who were born kind of after the war. What was it called? The Core War. And they still are alive in some capacity today. They still live for about 100,000 years.
Probably because of Bionicle's stupid propensity for long time frames. Like, we were talking about this the other night in Overwatch. LJ, didn't you mention that the entirety of the story takes place in a year?
A little over a year, roughly.
Yep. That's ridiculous.
Well, I mean,
it's
2001,
not in the backstory, we have, like, hundreds of thousands of years in the past.
It's the time between Makuta sending the Matsunui robot into,
No, I think it's when Makuta takes over the giant
Toa
spirit
arrived
robot. So from the when they arrive to when Makuta takes over, that's 1 year. Like,
Yeah, no, that's right. And then, up to the point where Makuta is just on Aquamagna and going over to Bar Magnet, that's about 6 months.
That's ridiculous to me, because wasn't there a period of 1,000 years on the island of Mata Nui?
I thought it was only 100.
100,000 years from the Mata Nui robot just doing the Mata Nui robot stuff. Like, he's still active, he's going around, all this backstory happens. Then, there's 1,000 years after he crashes into Aqua Magna, right before he's going to do reform Sirius Magna. He crashes into Aqua Magna. Then there's 1,000 years before, where Makuta doesn't do anything because of some whatever. And then he comes back, and then the Toa come back, and then that 1 year, 2001, 2, 3, 6, 7, 8 happen.
I mean, I guess on the one hand, that's dumb, but on the other hand, it opens up a large amount of free space to do, world building and original
100,000 years is a bit more than necessary free space, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind having, longer than normal lifespans and stuff like that, but once you're getting into the hundreds of thousands of years, it becomes it leaves the point where you can wrap your head around it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of
I
can just imagine the people of Mata Nui just doing nothing for 1,000.
Because
how long was the truce between Vakama and Makuta?
1,000 years.
1,000 years.
1,000 years.
Wow.
What on earth did Makuta do for 1,000? Did he literally
just
sit there twiddling his thumbs for 1,000 years?
Man, he had to make
he
his
probably,
plan sometime.
He probably made the Rakshi or something.
He probably made all those plans that he
no,
had.
Ra-
he was like, I have all Ra- these.
It took him 1,000 years to make a bunch of Rakshi that could be killed off in like 1 year.
Six Rakshi.
Yeah.
No, I think he was coming up with all the plans.
Yeah,
like,
he only
okay.
made six of them. So
the plan
and we
Z.
Saw him do that.
Yeah, that took him like a minute. Kind of reminds me of the nuclear war from Fallout, which I think lasted only an hour.
Yeah.
That destroyed the entire planet. So, yeah. Was interesting there.
Either way.
The thing with... I find Bionicle's like timeline quite confusing because it has so many thousand years between each thing. It's like, so, okay, this was 1,000 years, and so when was that? So, okay.
Well, it makes the timeline feel kind of arbitrary.
Yeah,
like he just sort of pulled random numbers out and didn't really give much thought to it.
So
2,000 years ago, this happened. 5,000 years ago, this other thing happened.
And then everything
and
goes
somewhere
down
in between
like 1 year.
Happened.
It like literally sounds like a Rick and Morty skit almost, where it's like he's just kind of like making stuff up as he goes. He's like, oh,
right.
then 1,500
years
ago, six Toa. Yeah, exactly.
Six Toa.
So okay, let's kind of pull this into G3. Would you say
no? It is. We are an hour in. You could screw off with G3.
I just want to say real quick. Would you say that if we were to create the Matoran, the people there, that they have normal lifespans, like about the human style lifespans? Maybe
I would say
maybe
oldest
a little bit
is 100
longer,
years.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, but it would require
more
thought.
In terms of like more in terms of probably like elves. Typically,
like, I would say that like certain people could live for longer, right?
Yeah, think
like,
of
you know,
kind of like Mass Effect,
older people.
For example, because I know that I know the Mass Effect universe better than most stuff. But think of like the Krogan and the Asari, and then like the humans in comparison to lifespan. It's like Asari live for hundreds of years, and then Krogan live for like thousands of years, like that type.
But
of
thing. The thing is that Mass Effect has the juxtaposition of having humans in that. So you can compare the human lifespan, which we identify with, to the alien lifespan, which is like longer, but we won't have humans here. And I feel like to have that identification, maybe we should
well,
have.
Well, maybe
like,
we can make like one of the species very similar to humans' lifespan.
Possibly.
Anything we, if we're not going to have humans, anything we can do to make
the I feel like, yeah, make the characters as human as possible.
Would be important.
Yeah, I think so too.
But.
Anyhow.
Unfortunately.
We'll have to table that.
We're out of time.
Boy.
I don't know what the heck this episode was.
We did get our Bionicle discussion.
We did.
Though.
We did. Well, I mean, like, we started
like 5 minutes.
Like, what are we going to talk about? What can we talk about for, like, the first half hour before
babies,
we talk about Bionicle?
Babies, I guess.
In the next episode, toddlers.
I did walk away learning that Smoothie King has gluten-free smoothies. And a mangosteen flavor, so I'm making a beeline for Smoothie King as soon as possible, and I'm going to try out one of these things.
Oh, sorry, that flavor's not available at your local smoothie.
I will be angry. I don't know. You should vlog it.
Get
you should vlog yourself getting the mangosteen.
You should get an amazing razor.
Oh, yeah. I'll do it. If I can find it, I'll do it.
Meso's at the quest for the mangosteen.
Meso,
you know what?
If there isn't a mangosteen one there, you should get the amazing raisin one.
If they have a raisin, which I doubt, I
that sounds nasty.
Or ghost pepper chip
a raisin
smoothie.
Smoothie sounds exact. Yes, pepper chip smoothie.
That's disgusting.
You are.
I mean, I like raisins. I don't know if I could picture them in going into
it's just
a smoothie.
Grape. It's just a grape flavor that's dry.
I know.
What I'm saying?
But I like grapes, sure, because they're nice and juicy, but raisins...
I don't think grape smoothies sounds good.
Yeah, though
no,
grape-flavored anything is pretty bad.
I'll see what they got,
grapes
and then
also,
I'll make
grapes
a blog.
And smoothies are actually really good.
Hmm.
Fair enough, I haven't tried them.
Yeah, because grape-flavored things don't really taste like grapes.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I hate.
But anyway...
Guys, we gotta...
Thank you
yeah,
all very much
stop complaining.
For... listening to this episode
I'll
of
kill you
TTG
force it
podcast.
With happiness
be sure to check us out on the TTV message boards at board.ttvchannel.com if you'd like to continue the discussion about Bionicle or building babies or some other questionable topic and while you're there feel free to enter our topic not topic what am I saying feel free to post in the Brigonicle topic if you want to enter by entering a system Bionicle mock that you can create in LDD or in person. And the deadline for that is when, LJ?
Deadline is February 5th.
There you go. A lot of great entries already. Feel free to add yours to the pile. That's basically that. Thank you all for watching. We will see you all next week for another episode of the TTV podcast. But before we end, as per usual, our patron shout out for this week. Who's it gonna be this week, I wonder? Except for Austin Prentice.
Except for him. He's not gonna be mentioned.
Except for him.
Yeah, he's gonna be all the other ones.
I may have misspoke that phrase. It's a phrase that people say. Austin Prentice.
Not really. No.
Thank you for pledging.
I feel
to
like
our
that's what just what everyone says whenever they screw something up. Oh, it's a phrase.
Not like, who is it except for? Like, who could it possibly be?
Yeah, train wreck. Like, yeah. That's a phrase. People say that.
Yeah.
Right? Like babies and stuff. They say that.
Amazing.
Dad, right.
Thank you very much for
thanks for the demonstration to
for
him.
All your support.
You're welcome.
Thank
only
you.
For you.
Thank
Flav.
You. Thank you.
Thanks yes. for sticking with us throughout this terrible episode.
Bye,
this
guys.
Is like the, this is just,
bye, everybody.
Thank you all. I'm Mesodek.
I'm Ryderan.
I'm LJ.
I'm Jonathan.
I'm Ven.
I'm Fwaii.
I'm Takuma Nuva. Oh,
snap.
I think technically Viper is first.
No, yep. Fwaii is first.
I'm Purple.
And I'm Tenebrae Invictus.
We will see you all.
Yeah, in
no
yeah.
more babies. Woo. First yeah, try. Good job, guys. Good job with that name.
First try.
Yay. So I gotta write it down.